ever since. It's been a long, a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing, and joining us now is Tom Jensen, who's the Director of Public Policy Polling, and you've just done a poll in Alabama and Mississippi, two states coming up in tomorrow's primary. It looks like it's going to be a very close race, according to your polling. Basically, the three candidates, Gingrich, Romney, and Santorum, neck to neck in both cases, with Newt Gingrich a slight lead, Mitt Romney in second, and Rick Santorum in third. I suppose the first thing that's pretty obvious here, surely, Tom, is how much Gingrich and Santorum are splitting the conservative vote.
Absolutely. Gingrich and Santorum are both a lot more popular than Romney in Alabama and Mississippi. But when you look at voters describing themselves as very conservative, there's only a 3-point difference between Gingrich and Santorum in Mississippi, only a 6-point difference between the two of them in Alabama. So even though Republican voters in these states don't like Mitt Romney that much, and even though he does very poorly with these conservative voters, there's enough of a split between Santorum and Gingrich that when you add in Romney's support with moderates, he has a real chance to win.
And what explains the slight lead that Gingrich has over Santorum? Could it be attributed to the fact that Gingrich is a Southerner and Santorum is a Northerner? What's your, is there any information on that?
Yeah, Gingrich is definitely seen much more as a Southern candidate, and he's persistently polled better than Santorum in the South, I think because of that connection that voters feel with him. And one group that Gingrich is breaking out from the pack a little bit with in these Southern states is Tea Party voters. Gingrich is stronger than Santorum with Tea Party voters, which hasn't necessarily been the case in other parts of the country.
So a lot of the details in your poll are making national headlines here. Tom Jensen, again, the Director of Public Policy Polling. The part of the poll that refers to question number 22, do you think Barack Obama is a Christian or a Muslim, or are you not sure? In Alabama, the survey finds that only 14% consider Obama a Christian, while 45% said he is a Muslim, and 41% answered that they were not sure. And in Mississippi, with the same question asked, 12% said Obama was a Christian, 52% classified him as Muslim, and 36% fell in the not sure category. What are we to make of this? It's obviously, as I mentioned, it's getting national headlines.
Yeah, these concerns about Obama's identity among Republican voters really aren't going away. In addition to these findings about his religion in Alabama and Mississippi, last week in the Super Tuesday states, Ohio, Georgia, and Tennessee, we found that less than half of Republican voters thought Barack Obama was born in the United States, that despite the release of his birth certificate, this birther phenomenon is still very strong. And I think these numbers on his religion in the South are sort of just reinforce this feeling among Republican voters still, with all the sort of correct information out there. They just don't like Obama, and they're just going to refuse to accept that he's a Christian and refuse to accept that he's a legitimate U.S. citizen.
Well, there was I don't know whether you saw the Game Change movie on HBO about the McCain-Palin campaign, and towards the end there, Senator McCain, this happened in real life and in the movie, was asked by a supporter in a live exchange, you know, that I can't vote for this other guy because he's a Muslim. And McCain said, no, he's a good guy, he's a Christian, and, you know, we shouldn't talk about that kind of stuff. That happened back in 2008. It's not going away. Is there any evidence that Santorum's having fueled it by questioning Obama's theology, saying it's a theology not based on the Bible, or perhaps the evangelist Franklin Graham suggesting that Obama is a Muslim? Any evidence to attribute this phenomenon, Tom?
I'm not sure why it's so strong right now. One thing that's interesting to note in these Mississippi and Alabama numbers is that Newt Gingrich is actually the candidate winning among voters who think that Barack Obama is a Muslim. So even though Santorum has maybe been a little bit more outspoken sort of going down this route, these voters who have these feelings that Obama's not a Christian are actually gravitating towards Gingrich.
Well, one of the other aspects of the poll that's interesting, and it to some extent contradictory perhaps, is question 24. Do you think that interracial marriage should be legal or illegal? And a majority of 67% say legal to 21% illegal. That's in, I think, Alabama, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
So,
but then in Mississippi, only 54% think it should be legal and 29% believe it should be illegal. So I think 54% sounds to me like a pretty low number for 2012.
Well, that's true. I was about to take heart with the notion that up to 67% at least have gotten over that pillar of the Jim Crow era, but you're quite correct in suggesting that news out of Mississippi is not so good. It's obviously going to be, of all of the races, this would be the tightest. Do you think that super PACs are playing a role in this? I mean, what's the media landscape like down there in terms of who is bombarding the airwaves with what?
Well, I think that Romney has definitely been winning the media war, and that's a big part of why he's so competitive in these races. Santorum and Gingrich obviously start out with more goodwill than Romney does in these states, but they just don't have the resources that he does. And it's interesting to see how much time Romney's been focusing on Alabama and Mississippi. Clearly, he really does feel that he can win these states. And for the most part, looking back on the contests we've had so far, if Romney thought he could win a state, with the exception of maybe South Carolina, he did end up winning it. So it's going to be interesting to see if he can pull off this duo of upsets tomorrow. I think if he does, this contest may wrap up sooner than later.
Well, again, though, it's so obvious, isn't it, Tom Jenkins, again, the director of public policy polling. It's so obvious that Gingrich and Santorum are splitting the conservative vote. Is there any talk in these two races in Alabama and Mississippi of the obvious? I mean, are they being asked by local media? You know, how come you guys are splitting the vote?
Yeah, I mean, we asked in both of these states, how would you vote in just a contest involving Santorum, Romney, and Paul? And in that scenario, Santorum comes out ahead in both states. So it's very clear that Gingrich staying in the race is keeping Santorum from winning. Although we may be talking 48 hours from now, if Gingrich has a stronger day on Tuesday, that Santorum staying in the race is keeping Gingrich from winning. And I certainly agree that the longer that they're both in, the better news it is for Mitt Romney. There's just not room for two conservative candidates to be in this race and have either one of them really thrive.
And I see you threw in a question here about the scandal of the week, if you will, the question 21. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of Rush Limbaugh? In Alabama, of course, 53% favorable, 33% unfavorable. I'm looking for Mississippi. Do you have that handy? Oh, here it is here.
51% favorable, 30% unfavorable in Mississippi. And what's interesting about Limbaugh's numbers in both of those states is that the last time we polled on Limbaugh nationally, 80% of Republicans had a favorable opinion of him, only 12% unfavorable. So to see that favorable down to 53 in Alabama, 51 in Mississippi, arguably the most conservative states in the country, makes it pretty clear that Limbaugh's image has really been hurt over the last week and a half with this controversy.
And in terms of who you polled, Tom Jensen, again, the director of public policy polling, we're talking about the poll just released by public policy polling of Alabama and Mississippi on the eve of tomorrow's primary vote down there. It looks as though the majority in both states are consider themselves evangelical Christians.
Absolutely. And just one more data point pointing to how impressive it is that Romney is so competitive in these states. You certainly wouldn't expect a Mormon to come out successfully in a state where, you know, almost 70% of Republican primary voters are evangelicals. But I think it's a sign both of the conservative split and also that Republicans are increasingly accepting of Romney. And Romney's popularity in Mississippi, where we had polled 4 months ago, is on the rise.
But the Tea Party doesn't seem to have a lot of traction. 25% is about where it comes in, right?
Absolutely. And I think the fact that Mitt Romney is heading towards winning the nomination is a sign of waning Tea Party influence. There's no way that a Mitt Romney-style candidate could have won the Republican presidential nomination in 2010. But that Tea Party fever just isn't there the way it was a couple of years ago. I think that movement has definitely peaked and is now on a downward spiral. And we're seeing this not just in the presidential race, but in Senate primaries, gubernatorial primaries across the country. Establishment candidates are looking much better this year than they did in 2010.
So, in closing, Tom Jensen, again, the director of public policy polling, we're talking about the polls just done in Alabama and Mississippi on the eve of the primary vote. This could be a long night then, right? I mean, they're all within a point of each other, pretty much.
Absolutely. In Alabama, all three candidates within 2 points of each other. In Mississippi, all three candidates within 6 points of each other. This definitely seems like one where it's definitely not going to be a situation where the race is called with the polls closed. It could be well into the night, and we may even have to wake up on Wednesday morning and see who won these.
And then on Wednesday morning, the big argument will be Santorum will be saying, you know, I would be up there with the same delegate count, but for the fact that the vote split. I mean, the evidence is pretty overwhelming, isn't it?
Yep. Santorum will say Gingrich should drop out. Gingrich will say Santorum should drop out. Neither of them will drop out, and Mitt Romney will just be a day closer to the nomination.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Tom Jensen.
Thank you.
Again, I've been speaking with Tom Jensen, who is the director of public policy polling. They have just done a poll in Mississippi and Alabama on the eve of the primary votes tomorrow. And again, I'd like to invite you to the UCLA Hammer Forum that I'm moderating this Thursday evening, March the 15th at 7 p.m., Buying Votes with Lawrence Lessig, the head of the Center for Ethics at Harvard University and author of Republic Lost, How Money Corrupts Congress and a Plan to Stop It. We'll be talking about alternatives to our already money-driven electoral system now overwhelmed by super PACs. Again, this Thursday, March the 15th, 7 p.m., join me. This has been Background Briefing. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon and assistant producer Chris Scheid. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can contact me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another Background Briefing. Bye for now.